Hey guys, thanks for tuning into another episode of the Live Rich Movement podcast with Erica Lassan. And happy Friday! Ba-ba-ba-bam. Guys, I am so excited that you are here for another episode, and also really excited because this week we're going to be trying something a little different, okay? If you guys remember when we came back from our 10-month hiatus, I told you that we'd be keeping it funky, we'd be keeping it fresh and mixing it up a bit when it comes to these podcast episodes. This week is going to be one of those different situations where we don't have a guest. So the format is a little different than it typically is. And this week we're going to have a faith-fueled, purpose-propelled chat. I like to call them Faith-Fueled Fridays. And they're inspired by a series that I started on my Instagram page called Faith-Fueled Fridays, where I just kind of vibe out and we talk about what's happening in our lives and what's happening in the world. And today, the conversation is about failure. Yes, we're talking about failing because failing is a thing that happens, but we also need to recognize that failing does not have to be a negative thing. In having our conversation today, I wanted to share some tangible tips and tricks that you could use to recognize when you are failing, but making light of it and making sure that you are failing in joy. Not only that, but also ensuring that you are failing in love and in power. And I know I keep saying failing like it's a great thing, and that's because it is when you have the right perspective, because perspective really is everything. I also wanted to give a little bit of premise as to what inspired this conversation. A couple of months ago, I shared on my Instagram page that I would be starting something called 75 Hard. 75 Hard is a 75-day challenge that's intended to help you develop mental toughness, because it is a very hard thing. Within the challenge, you are expected to drink 1 gallon of water a day, eat a diet of your choosing, do 2 workouts a day that are 45 minutes each, with one of them having to be outside, taking a picture to track your progress, and also reading 10 pages of a book every single night. I decided to take on this challenge, or at least start this challenge, as inspired by Dana Bolden, which if you guys have listened to past episodes, you know that Dana is one of my huge influencer inspirations turned friends. And she was also a guest on the podcast for episode 8. If you have yet to listen to that episode, make sure you check it out. It was an amazing episode on having friends in the digital age and building friendships in digital spaces. But Dana inspired me to do 75 Hard because she herself completed the 75-day challenge, and the results that she had within her transformation were absolutely amazing. And yes, there were the physical changes and the physical results that were really great, but more than anything, what I am hoping to gain from this experience is one of self-discipline and mental toughness and being someone that's in integrity with my word to myself. I believe it was back in August, late August, early September, that I wanted to try my hand at this. And it was like a really big thing. I was really excited. In my mind, I was very prepared for this challenge. But let me tell you, we are now in October and I am just getting to a point where I've had 10 successful, consistent days because it has been hard. So in this episode, I'm explaining a little bit about the process of how I've been failing, why I've been failing, but also sharing the lessons that have been gained through this process so that all of you who may be experiencing a challenge of your own may recognize that, yes, you are going to fail, but that does not mean that you are losing in the situation. As long as you're gaining from it, you are winning in your experience. Considering the things that I do for a living, you would think that joy would be the thing, like, that I would start off with, right? But no. For some reason, I, in my mind, created this idea that because 75 Hard has the word hard in it, it has to be hard. But let me tell you, it does not, okay? So I choose to look at failure, which I did a lot and have done a lot and continue to do a lot, and you probably will too, because failure is a part of life. But I choose to look at it from a perspective of love and power. And more than anything, faith and just believing that what I want is truly attainable on the other side and recognizing that I possess everything that's needed to get there. When I say fail, I think that faith is always inviting learning into my space so I can come at things with a position of love and power. And over the past 10 days, I failed a lot when it came to the diet because it was super restricting. The way that I was looking at it, I was restricting myself a lot because I didn't include any joy in it. When it came to the workouts and doing it twice a day, I was making it harder for myself because I wasn't paying attention to my scheduling and time management. And when I was doing my reading, I would always, for some reason, think that I needed to do it at the end of the day, which led to me not really retaining the which led to me not really being able to retain the information that I was trying to soak up in all of my reading goodness. Through those things, I learned a lot. And I want to share these tips for anyone who's considering doing 75 hard, but also from anyone who's going through struggles or challenges or feeling like they're failing. Because again, you're probably making things harder than they have to be because you're not leading with joy. Just because I put myself on a diet of sorts didn't mean that it had to be hard. Now, initially what I did with my 75 hard diet was I took out all of the bread, pasta, and rice, because what I've learned for myself is that those things don't make me feel good. They leave me feeling really bloated. And I spoke extensively about that in my, I guess, day zero video. I don't know, the video that I did 2 months ago when I really tried to start initiating this process. But what I also realized that I was trying to do was take sugar out of the equation. And not that I consume a lot of sugar, but your girl likes a treat every once in a while, okay? So that doesn't mean that you shouldn't have your treats, okay? And so I took all of the joy out of my diet, not realizing, but also realizing and knowing myself that the moment you take something out of the equation is the moment, or tell yourself you can't have something, becomes the moment that you want that thing a lot. So you got to give yourself some grace, all right? The biggest part of my diet was recognizing what I was putting in my body and tracking those things, which is what I've chosen to put my attention on. So yes, I allow myself some treats during the day. It's nothing crazy. It's not a lot, but I recognize that I needed that joy for myself. And I also realized that if you are completely taking or eliminating things from your diet, the moment you start to incorporate those things back into your diet, it can have an adverse effect on your results. Like, you're gonna feel it or see it in some way, shape, or form. Either that, or maybe once you get a little taste, you're gonna take the inch and go the whole mile, okay, and start binging. And I did not want that to be my situation. Even though I would have exercised, you know, restraint during the 75 days, it's something that I wanted to incorporate because it's about creating a lifestyle of change, not just doing things simply for the fact that you want to get through the challenge, but making sure that you're doing it in a way that brings you joy and is also sustainable. So I eased up on that. And now I allow myself those things during the challenge. Again, I'm restricting myself to 23 points a day, doing Weight Watchers again. I'm back on in that way. As far as drinking the water, which I actually thought was going to be the hardest part of the challenge, has actually been like the easiest. Like, drinking this water gallon is like not even a problem the way that I thought it would be when I first started on the challenge. The other piece about going and doing my workout twice a day, now that had been a real, real struggle. And what I was doing was kind of going with the flow because I'm a kind of go with the flow kind of gal. but what that was doing was really like messing me up for the rest of the day, because anytime anything would happen with the weather or anytime I just didn't feel like it, I wouldn't do the outdoor workout. And what that led me to needing to do was having to do the workout super late at night, trying to figure out some crazy way to incorporate it. When really, if you just get the outdoor workout out of the way first thing in the morning, then it leaves you so much more room to do a workout, like whatever kind of workout you want, at any other point during the day. So that way you're able to knock out the two workouts. For me, that was one of the biggest struggles. And especially because I'm at home, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I have two kids. So one of the ways that, one of the biggest issues that I had was making sure that I was able to stay on track with this outdoor workout, making sure that I could also do it in a way where I could keep an eye on my kids, because I'm alone during the day, and most days, especially right now. But to eliminate this
struggle, what I did was I started making it a both end, because in general, when it comes to life, I like to lead with a both end. And because my kids are such a big part of my life, not just because I'm a mom, but because I'm a stay-at-home mompreneur and entrepreneur, and they're with me all the time. Like, seriously, if you invite me anywhere, I automatically have a plus two because they're my kids and they're only with me. I had to figure out a way to make it a both end and a win-win for both of them. So what I started doing was making sure that I did my workout, my outdoor workout early in the morning, and incorporating my kids by taking them on a 2.5 mile walk with me. I know it sounds crazy, right? And it kind of is crazy. But in doing it with Joy, I make it something where the kids don't need to walk. So what I've started to do is I put them in a wagon. I have a wagon, it's a stroller wagon, and I put them in the wagon and we go on a 2.5 mile walk around our complex for 45 minutes. Now this serves, again, multiple purposes, because I'm getting a workout, but it's like an elevated workout because I am really pushing 80 pounds with me. So it's kind of like I'm pushing a bobsled. I don't know how much bobsleds weigh. I just feel like that's the closest analogy that I could come up with. But it's like I'm pushing a bobsled with my kids all around the complex, 2.5 miles. And let me tell you the workout that this is, okay? Not only are my kids heavy, but there are hills. There are so many hills. There are so many hills. So it's not just a flat 2.5 mile walk. It's a walk, it's a push, it's a pull, it's legs, it's butts, it's core, it's back, it's everything. It's like a great workout. At the end of the 45 minutes, I am usually sweating. But it's also really great because the kids love it. They get to take in the sights and the sounds. They get outside for fresh air. So that's a lot of mental wellness that works for both of us. And it's also, for me, a spiritual experience just because I see God and feel God in everything. So it's a really great bonding experience and it's been a great workout. And I always knock it out in the morning so that that way, no matter what happens, I'm free to do whatever else during the day. Now, today is rainy, so today is going to be a little bit different in that I won't be able to go out on the walk with them, but there's always jump rope, and I'll be sharing a little bit about that at a later time. If you follow, you'll definitely be seeing how I incorporate workouts outside, even when I'm not able to take them on a walk. But that's been one of the biggest lessons. Again, perspective, not getting stuck on what I can't do, but figuring out all the ways that I can do something that works for me. And it took me tons of times failing because I would miss that outdoor workout to recognize, just do it this way. This is what works for you. And also recognizing the scheduling piece and looking at the weather first thing in the morning, because that is not something that I would do ideally on a normal basis, but that's also part of the reason why I wanted to do this challenge and helping me get better with my planning and time management. All right, moving on to the next thing, right? So I talked about the diet. I talked about my outdoor workouts, the water. Taking the pictures was also a thing for me because I always felt bloated at night, but I just now do it during the day because it makes more sense. And also I'm not tired and in a funky mood when it comes time to take the picture. I just set it on my self timer and I do it during the day when there's good daylight. So I get a little glow. And then the other piece in being reading, I now also do that earlier in the day or definitely before I take my shower and lay down for my bedtime situation. Because another thing that I learned was that I was falling asleep because I would always reserve the reading for the end, which, I mean, yeah, it's comfortable. Yes, in a dream world, that's when I would like to be reading and gathering all my knowledge, but it also makes me want to go to sleep. So now I make sure to do my reading before I take my shower. So that way I'm not too comfortable, but I'm comfortable enough where I'm not thinking about all the things that need to be done ahead of time. Like by faith, I'm believing that at the end of this 75 days, I would be in a completely different place. And it's not just about the physical. Like, yes, I'm sure my body is going to be amazing and I'm going to feel really great about all the wonderful things that I can do. But more than anything, it's about recognizing that by faith, this challenge will prepare me for so many other things in life. And that's the thing. Most of the time when we come into challenges, we're so stuck on the challenge in the moment that we're not thinking about all the lessons that can be gleaned from it that will benefit us in all other areas of our lives. When I talk about lessons, I'm talking about in business, I'm talking about in relationships, whether it be your spiritual relationship, whether it be your relationship in your family, whether it be your relationship with your children, whether it be the relationship with yourself. Recognize that anytime you go through a challenge and you are able to get through the other side, with the perspective of faith, you're doing it with love and you're doing it from a position of power, not weakness. And that's what I've learned through this process, knowing that by faith, having gone through all of these things, at the end of the 75 days, I will be a completely different and a better person for it. In all aspects, especially as it relates to my business, because like I told y'all, okay, like planning is not my métier. Planning is not my strong suit. I'm a visionary. I see the big picture all the time. I lead from a perspective of like, what can we do? What is possible? But then your girl never thinks about the details that are needed to get there. Well, never, not never, because it's a weakness of mine, but it's a weakness that by God's grace will become a strength, because everything is a strength. Everything that is a weakness has the potential to become a strength. And so the more I lead with this perspective and the more I teach from this perspective, because I practice what I preach and I do this from a position of having learned, right? I learned that everything is possible. Like seriously, in my mind, like nothing is impossible. Everything is possible. It's just a matter of what your perspective is. You can take that negative and flip it to a positive and you will be so much better for it. And let me tell you what else happens by faith, okay? Faith is just trusting. Like some people, and yes, I'm a believer. I believe in Jesus Christ. He is my rock. He is my salvation. It is because of him that I'm able to do everything, if not anything. Anything, if not everything. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. But because of him, I can, you know? And because of him, I have access to God's ear. Because of him, I can lead by faith, because he said that he is able to do immeasurably more than I could ask or imagine. And I'm limited by my human perspective, my human understanding of everything that's around me. But when you tap into the spirit, when you tap into the energy that is the source, that is God, then you have no limitations, because he has no limitations, because he's abundant. Okay. And when you are able to trust and lean and lead with that perspective, then you recognize that everything is working for your good and that everything is ultimately working for the glory of his good. So when you're failing, you're just taking another opportunity to have faith. Always invite learning. You guys feel me? Say it with me one more time. Faith, 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 or fail, fail, fail. Really, because failing is leading by faith. When you learn from the opportunities that come with it. So having said all that, I just want you guys to know that anything is possible, that you're not a failure, that you are not failing, that you are simply learning from this experience in ways that benefit you and will also ultimately bless others in the process. Because as you learn, as you are able to lead from a position of faith instead of failure, as you're able to empower yourself by faith, then you are also able to teach others and have them tap into your faith as well. Have them tap into the learnings of your experience. And when you're able to do this, you're able to, again, incorporate and do it with joy. Because joy comes from the other side. Like once you reach the other side, you're able to lead with joy because you would have gotten through it and you know that anything is possible because you've already done it. Okay, you figured deal me? All right, so I don't want to talk your ear off anymore because a sister does have to get to work since my kids are sleeping, but I wanted to let you guys know about some upcoming Live Rich Movement programs that we have coming up. We have November's challenge coming up, which kind of ties into today's message, and it's one of gratitude and finances, okay? So next month's challenge, November's challenge, is a gratitude and finance challenge in helping you prepare yourself for the holiday season. Because again, as I mentioned earlier, challenge season is upon us. All 2020 has been a challenge, but the end of the year typically tends to be something for some people. So we're gonna tap into gratitude for the month of November. We're gonna get our finances right. We're gonna get our finances tight to prepare us not only for the holiday season, but for the year ahead of us. Because 2021 like every year and every day of your life is going to be a great one. But we're going to ground in joy and gratitude to motivate and manifest that goodness. I hope that you guys fail and fail a lot. But from a position of love and from a position of empowerment, and recognize that faith has the ability to do wonders. And all it takes is faith the size of a mustard seed. Like, really and truly, like, all you have to do is believe. All you have to do is believe. And I hope that you guys are believing in yourself moving forward.
Well, guys, that concludes this week's episode, and I hope that you enjoyed it. If you liked it, please be sure to rate, comment, and subscribe wherever you happen to be listening to this podcast. And if you're interested in learning more about me and the Liberage Movement and how my services could potentially help you, please feel free to visit us online at ericalasson.com or liveridgemovement.com. In the event that you are also interested in following the journey to purpose on social, follow us everywhere at Erica Lasson. Instagram happens to be where I'm most active, and I really look forward to seeing you there. I hope that you also join us for our Live Rich Movement Challenge for next month, which is our Gratitude and Financial Abundance Challenge. And looking forward to chatting with you and helping you live rich in your joy and your purpose moving forward. Until the next time, live rich and happy dream chasing. Bye.